Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how very grateful I am you chose to be with me on the 7th day of April 2019. We're going to look at indifference. Oh, I get a lot of email. Most of my email is, I just don't care. That's what kind of the title of their email is, and we'll take a look at I don't care and indifference here. But before we do, I hope you won't be indifferent about being a sponsor and helping us support our radio program and all the things that I do to serve humankind, including hospice, hospital work, as well as just, you know, working with people who literally cannot afford to help themselves. And that's what I do, as well as our BATMO project, which we're doing where we're helping children in all sorts of different ways. Some of them just need clothing and things. And so we're mustering up all of that to help them. Anyway, listen, your donations mean a lot. Without your tax-deductible gifts, Aspire could not offer this radio program, our TV programs, or anything else that we do. It is a very important thing that you help us sustain this program through your gifts. And for your donations, you get a slew of things. The message of the month, which I craft, that has all sorts of insights in it for you if you're a serious student. I choose a subject every month that I am working on. And the Breath Journal, the Discourses, four of them, they're very important, as well as the Message of the Month, all coincide together to create a subject matter that I feel is really important for your spirituality, the depth of your spirituality. And you will receive that every month, the Message of the Month. You get access to my podcast, video cast, commentaries that I do twice a month. They're pretty intense. And, of course, all of the Discourse TV programs that I've done, you can get the in-depth insight to all of the TV programs that I've done over the years. 122 discourses are there, from the Eightfold Path of Buddha to the Tao to Nobody Likes You Anyway to Passing Through the Fires to What Is the Point of It All. It's all there for you, all to help you. And I hope you will help us maintain and keep Aspire going here on the radio and in the world. I don't care. That's what I hear a great deal. Indifference, defined as a lack of interest, concern, or even sympathy. Unimportant. Can't be regarded as a matter of importance. Wow. And there are so many things about our indifference that we sustain through the way we believe and how we think and the way we operate. I can barely keep up with it all. So I understand why this indifference is there in people, especially in the spiritual realm. I understand why. But that doesn't change the importance of understanding or immersing yourself in all of this meditation, inner work. It's very, very important. Anyway, here are some questions from Thomas, Gerald, and Dan. They don't tell me where they live, but I want you to know I get a lot of this kind of mail, a lot, okay? So here we go. Greg, I just want to get by in this world, says Thomas. Is that so bad? Why do I need all this meditation stuff or religion of any kind? Seems to me to be a big waste of time and money, Thomas. Well, if it's a matter of money to you, Thomas, you know, yeah, I understand. You don't have the heart yet. Thomas, I'm not a religious person. I'm not a political person. I use religion and politics kind of to show the state of mind of people and how futile that is. And I want you to understand that. I don't have any particular candidate or side or any of that. I don't like what's going on in our country today, and I just wanted to say that to you because it's we the people that's the problem. We Thomas Jefferson said we get the government we deserve, and it's true. You know, we're stupid. We are. Just downright stupid. Too much gratification, too much entertainment, not enough searching within oneself to find out who and what we are and what the ramifications of our life is upon the face of our own living, much less the face of the world. So I just want to get that out, okay? You say, I just want to get by in this world. So what? Get by. Do your thing. If that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. I am not here to try to change your point of view. I'm not here to try to change your heart either. I can't. I don't have that power. And no matter what I say or what I would offer, if your mind is made up, if you have become what I call an absolute person, an absolute thinker, then there is nothing in this world I could ever say to you that would ever help you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I am a waste of your time. And yet I find it interesting you and others like you take the time to listen to the radio program, take the time, as you said, watching Aspire here and there, and take the time to email me. I mean, most people just, you know, throw me in the trash and that's the end of that, and they don't even give this a second thought. So why is it you are contacting me? That's the curious part to me. And if your indifference was that deep, you know, where you really just didn't care and that was enough just to get by, you wouldn't be writing me. So the thing I would like you to do, which you probably won't do, is ask yourself, do I really believe in what I just said? Do I really think that this is all there is, whatever I think there is, whatever you think there is, Thomas? And I am contacting Greg. Why? Is that to start a conflict, an argument, a discussion? What do you want to ensue from all of this? And I don't know. I would assume, making an ass of myself here, I would assume that you have a little doubt in there about your stance, about what you believe in, about what you think is really going on. I think you probably have an issue with all of that. And if I'm right about all of that, which I think I am, then it might be something to explore. You could do it on your own. There's a lot of craziness on the internet, different teachers, people who call themselves teachers who really aren't, with different philosophies and all of that. You could explore that. Evidently, you've been exploring Aspire a great deal, which is kind of interesting to me. I am an authentic teacher. I mince no words with my students. We don't have time to be polite. I don't have time to even hardly be gracious with them because, you know, this thing ends pretty quickly and pretty abruptly, this thing called life. So I try to cut to the quick as best I can to serve my students. So you need to understand that. Mine is an acquired taste. You have to understand what my stance is. I am here to serve a part of you that you have great indifference to. It is the part of you that is maybe searching a little bit here and there for something meaningful in your life. Everybody wants something meaningful. In lieu of that, the average person with a pedestrian mentality just goes for gratification. They go for entertainment, things like that. But if you're of the elk that you would like to do something a little more provoking, a little more penetrating, if you would like to see how your mind might work and how meditation might change the way you operate, the stance of your thinking, the posture of your thinking, and you're willing to be open-minded rather than think, well, you know, I'll just find a philosophy or a religion or whatever that I can grasp, that correlates with not getting in the way of my desires, my ambition, my pride. I'll find something that just kind of says to me, you can have this fault and this laziness and this lethargicness, and you can meditate like when you feel like it, if you think you need it, that kind of thing. You can find all sorts of places to go with that, and teachers that will, instructors or whatever they are, that will help you sustain that. But if you're looking for that which is illogical, inexplicable, absolutely out of the box, then I might be able to help you. But you have to understand, this whole thing is about the heart, not the head. This whole thing is about living in the spiritual heart, not the human heart. And that means that a lot of things have to happen within you. Suffering, pain, sorrow, all of that is optional. And you will have to deal with a lot of information as well as a lot of insight that won't correlate with your pedestrian mentality and the stance you've obviously taken of indifference. So kind of would be futile for you, I think, until you really ask yourself one question. Why am I contacting Greg? Just that. I hope that helps you, Thomas, and I hope you have a lovely life. I do, and I hope eventually you come to the place where you can become at least a seeker. Please forgive me. Namaste. I get a lot of those. People, they want to start some kind of, I don't know, it seems like they want an argument, but maybe it's a discussion and maybe it's me. I don't hear wanting to discuss with most people who write me. They condemn. Here's one from Gerald. I like who I am. Why should I seek for more? Seems rather crazy. If you like yourself, isn't that what it's all about? Gerald. No, Gerald, it isn't what it's all about. Who's this me that likes you? That's the question. Who is the me that likes you? And if you like, let's say, I'm not saying you're like this. This is just my kind of presumption on the thing, so forgive me. If you like some kind of pretense that is hypocritical or is passionately angry or hostile or maybe prejudiced in some way. So you say, well, I like all that about me. Why should I grow? Why should I mature? You know, that kind of thing. Well, I have no way of helping you. I have no way of convincing you of the bigger picture. Most people do like themselves. They do. They like how flawed they are, and they don't see them as flaws. They like how angry they are, and they don't see it as anger. They want to be normal, and some people think that due to the fact of their extraordinary IQ that they're better than the rest of us, and we don't count. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on within human beings. We're a complex mixed bag machinery of poop. And a lot of this just doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of our prejudice and our anger and our hostilities are conclusions that we've come to that are often based in assumption are just that, assumption. And they don't have anything to do with the meaning of our life. And for a lot of people, I'm finding out, Gerald, and this has been true. I've been a teacher since 1973. I have stood before crowds at many different churches and even in New York City at big Lincoln Center. I stood before 4,000 people. They didn't care either. They loved what I had to say and applauded and all that, but really? They didn't, you know, they didn't care. They can't. People can't care. because they don't know what they're up against. I've had students that I've worked with diligently for years. They don't care. They don't get it either. They're no better off than you. Because anything that gets in the way of two things, survival and pleasure, anything that gets in the way of those two things is considered a waste of time, an annoyance. Meditation, inner work, is annoying. We're not here to criticize ourselves. I think a lot of people think that inner work is about self-condemnation and criticism. It's not. It's all in the ears of the beholder. It really is. So it's about self-observation, just watching, without the need for there to be a conclusion, a right, a wrong, a good, a bad, none of that. It's just to sit and watch and come to some place inside of you where you can awaken to that which is love. It's about the beauty of you, not the ugliness. You have to come to some place where you're absolutely sick and tired of the way you are. Until you are sick and tired of the way you are, like Lhotse said in the Tao, to be sick of your sickness, until that has entered into you, nothing of the other shore, nothing of love, nothing of meaning can ever happen other than that which touches my skin. And if I only live for that which touches my skin, I live in duality, mental, emotional, psychological duality. I live in a fear and hatred. I live in indifference to that which would make a difference in my life. But I am not here to talk you out of it. I have seen thousands of people come and go. When I lived in India in the ashram there, I saw people come every day, hundreds come. And I saw every day hundreds go. And if the master's teaching was not akin to their basic genetic preferences, they wouldn't stay. They wanted wanted a teaching that said, oh, you can be a jerk or a jerkette and still be okay. You know, you can take what you want and leave what you don't want. And that's really what it was all about with people. It formulated a psychotic kind of mentality that pervaded the whole ashram at times with people who would come in depression and fear and hatred. You can't change all that. You know, you just can't. I often wonder, did the man or the men who hammered nails into the hands of Jesus at his crucifixion change? Did they just do this so many times that they got calloused? Probably so. It's how many times can you do something that's really painful to another human being and just not care? Well, it doesn't take much, especially if there is some sort of reward or accolade for what you do. And that overtakes the act that we're doing, even if that act is cruel, very, very cruel. Killing anyone in that manner or killing anyone in any manner is a horrible thing. You can kill people by saying words. You can. You can really hurt them very deeply. So, Gerald, you know, you asked me, I like who I am. Well, the question is, who's the I that likes you? Now, that is something you need to look at. And maybe not. Maybe, you know, that's the furthest thing from your mind and you don't really care about who that I is that likes you so much. And why seek more? Well, there, till you find out who this I is that you am, you're not going to think that any kind of inner observation or inner work has any relevance to you. And so there's this thing called life out there and in you, and it will guide you into all sorts of states of whatever to help you along in this endeavor of finding out who this I is that you like so much. And that may take thousands, hundreds of lifetimes. I don't know. I really don't. And you'll have to figure that one out on your own. Or you can figure it out now. Kind of an interesting thought, but not one that probably annoys you enough to do anything. Remember, it takes a lot of irritant to create the pearl. And that's kind of what the practice is, the irritant that creates the pearl. Gerald, thank you for your question and your kind email. It really was kind, and I do appreciate it. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This is from Dan. He does not tell me where he lives. How can I know if we are just disillusioned or disillusional or crazy? How do I know? How do I know who I am? How do I know who we are? What are we, Dan? A lot of convolution in there. A lot of questions. Good questions, though, in the sense that your purpose is clear. Who the hell are we? How did we get here the way we are? And I'm not talking about in the cosmic way. I mean, how did you arrive at who you would be? How did you arrive there? How did you know you would be this person, or how did you craft or create yourself the way you are? How did you do that? Why did you do that? And how do you know there, I'm going to play a game with you, there wasn't something better, and you just shortchanged yourself? All of these questions are futile. They're silly. They don't go anywhere, and the answers become obsolete before they even become useful. So I don't know how convoluted you really are, but it sounds to me by your question that you're looking for something that makes sense to your sensibilities, and you're trying to say, how do I know this is an absolute and want guarantees? In this lifetime, Dan, I don't know if you've noticed this, there are no guarantees. Everything sustains itself according to the manner of our spirit. It does. First, you're an entity, then you have a spirit to that entity, and then if you are very wise and you seek to go into something more profound and deeper, you will find your soul. This soul overshadows everything. It is the way of the heart. It is the way of the universe and brings you into a completeness that you, well, have probably never experienced before ever in the entirety of your life. We cannot afford to be indifferent to any of this, and yet we remain indifferent because we don't want to think about it. We just want to enjoy our life. That's what I hear all the time. I just want to enjoy my life. Really? That's it? Work and then enjoy your life. Well, there is far more to this life experience than just the enjoyment of it all. There is the joy of it all. And one of the great joys is to have the insight to awaken to that which is not indifferent to you, which is, in essence, the essence of you. And if you are willing of that essence, if you are willing to understand the nature of your heart, every question that you have that is pertinent to a spiritual awakening, your soul will be there. It will rise and it will be answered. But all the other ones that are Greg Penn silliness, that are Greg Penn hostilities, that are Greg Penn seeking self-righteousness, they're useless. Your little email is kind of full of that. What are we? Who are we? We are that which is inexplicable, that which cannot be logified, theorized. You are an inexplicable entity right now. And if you're wise, you will live your life in accordance with your heart and not with your pseudo-mentality of looking at yourself from a genetic point of view. It is all in the genetics that we cause ourselves a great deal of difficulty. Dan, I hope that helped you. I do, but I gotta go. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there he is. May this have served you well, my dear ones. I thank you for listening. Thank you for the honor of your presence in my life. I truly appreciate it. And we'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.